current news. I'm John Scott. Hunter Biden has been indicted on 9 tax charges in California, adding to the gun charges in a special counsel probe.
The new charges, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware, alleging Hunter Biden broke a law against drug users having guns in 2018. He had been previously expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors who said he failed to pay taxes on $4 million in personal income in 2017 and 2018. Congressional Republicans have also pursued an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, claiming he was engaged in an influence peddling scheme with his son. The House is expected to vote next week on formally authorizing the inquiry. I'm Norman Hall.
Harvard University's president apologized as pressure mounted for the University of Pennsylvania's president to resign over their testimony at a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism. Critics from the White House on down say they failed to show that they would stand up to anti-Semitism on campus. Now Harvard President Claudine Gay says she failed to properly denounce threats of violence against Jewish students. Meanwhile, lawyers for a major donor to Penn are threatening to withdraw a $100 million gift unless Penn President Liz McGill is replaced. Also at SRNnews.com, on the economic front, the nation's employers adding 199,000 jobs last month.
The Labor Department says the unemployment rate dropped from 3.9 to 3.7% in November. The figures are fresh signs the economy could achieve an elusive soft landing. Should that occur, inflation would return to the Federal Reserve's 2% target without causing a steep recession.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Dow had 113 points and the Nasdaq is up 65. This is SRN News. The Speaker of the House says America is engaged in a battle of worldviews.
Speaking to the National Association of Christian Lawmakers this week, Mike Johnson warned that younger people, quote, have no frame of reference to the great foundational truths, and if believers don't teach them, the country is lost. The Louisiana Republican says that conservative Christians need to get better at articulating what they believe, why they believe it, and why it is the best thing for the future of the republic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Court of Appeals of Indiana considering a challenge to the state's abortion ban on grounds that it violates a religious freedom law. A suit filed by the ACLU and the group Jews for Choice makes the case that the ban imposes a specifically Christian view of abortion on all state residents. Whatever the Court of Appeal ruling is, it will likely be taken to the Indiana Supreme Court. This is SRN News. In consumer news, a salmonella outbreak tied to tainted cantaloupe has now killed 8 people.
3 of the deaths are in the U.S. and 5 in Canada. In the U.S., at least 230 people are sick, 96 having been hospitalized since mid-November. Many of those who fell ill reported eating pre-cut cantaloupe sold in clamshell packages and trays. Salmonella can cause serious illness in young children, people over 65, and those with conditions that weaken their immune systems. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Hundreds of Californians released from prisons will receive direct cash payments totaling $2,400, along with counseling, help, and job searches and other support. The payments announced will be made under a first-in-the-nation program in California aimed at easing the transition out of incarceration and reducing recidivism. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.